Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1267. Joe Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, confirmed that Dr. Kevin Kennard, the Parkinson's expert who visited the White House 8 times, was the neurological specialist that examined President Biden for each of his annual physicals. Dr. O'Connor, after obtaining permission from Biden and Kennard, shared publicly that Biden had a physical in February and that he showed no signs of any neurological disorder, including Parkinson's disease. Biden has not seen a neurologist outside his annual physicals, and yesterday the White House refused to identify Dr. Kennard nor say if he ever treated Biden or consulted on his care due to privacy concerns, despite public White House visitor logs showing Dr. Kennard had visited the White House 8 times over an 8-month span between last July and March of this year. Moving on, the Republican Party abandoned its explicit endorsement of a national ban on abortion for the first time in 40 years. Instead, the party adopted Trump's leave-it-to-the-states approach on abortion and same-sex marriage in an attempt to de-emphasize the issues, which have been consistently unpopular in public polling. Overall, the new Republican Party platform leans into Trump's preferred America First stances, meaning Republicans will oppose late-term abortion while supporting mothers and policies that advance prenatal care, access to birth control, and IVF fertility treatments, and there is no longer a reference to traditional marriage being between one man and one woman. Also, instead of reducing the national debt, the platform calls to end inflation by slashing wasteful government spending to make America affordable again, and calls for ending the weaponization of government against the American people. Meanwhile, Trump attempted to distance himself from the conservative Project 2025 playbook that was spearheaded by the Heritage Foundation and several former Trump administration officials, and backed by more than 110 conservative groups. The 922-page document is a sort of wish list for the first 180 days of the next conservative administration and includes further restrictions on abortion access, calls for the dismantling of the administrative state, and replacement of thousands of federal employees with ideological loyalists. Trump said, "I know nothing about Project 2025. I have no idea who is behind it. I disagree with some of the things they're saying, and some of the things they're saying are absolutely ridiculous and abysmal." Trump's disavowal of Project 2025 came 2 days after the Heritage Foundation president Kevin Roberts told Steve Bannon, "We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be." Roberts added that the radical left was apoplectic because our side is winning. And finally, the former Republican senator from Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe, who falsely claimed that climate change is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people, has died at age 89. Inhofe once argued that it was hubristic for humans to claim that burning fossil fuels could alter the divinely ordained natural climate cycles. So in a February 2015 stunt, he brought a snowball to the Senate floor to falsely argue in bad faith against the existence of climate change. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.